Because the voice in our head that tells us to drink is, I call it Wolfie. And Wolfie mm-hmm. will say stupid things like, you're going to relapse eventually in the future, therefore you might as well drink now.
Yes, that Wolfie voice can be very persuasive. Yeah.
But it can say things about later, like maybe Christmas will suck, so I should drink in November.
Yeah, it says things about later, and it also says things to me about before.
Of course.
You know, and then things that I've done and thinking back, and if I'm living too far in the past, that's trouble too.
Well, you're a stupid bad person, of course, because you're
course.
A deficient broken human like the rest of us. Yes,
right, right.
What's amazing though is that Wolfie's not very creative and says the same bloody bullshit to all of us, like almost exactly the same words to everybody.
Yes,
including I'm a loser, when clearly if we stopped 100 people on the street they wouldn't agree.
Exactly, exactly. It's that, I call it the false pride or the false arrogance. I mean, when I was in treatment this past time, I learned a lot about how, you know, I think of ego as feeling superior or better than, or I'm the best, but my ego tends to come to me in the form of you're the worst ever. And, you know, my recovery community reminds me all the time, you don't get to be the best and you don't get to be the worst.
Right.
Both of those are forms of pride.
You know, I call that the Robin Williams syndrome now, which is life is so miserable, it's not even worth living. But if you were to stop 100 people on the street, you couldn't get one person to agree with you.
Exactly.
Which means that the voice in your head is lying. It means that the voice isn't true. That particular statement isn't true, but it does wind us up and make us think that drinking might be a good idea.
It sure does. Yep.
Now, for somebody who had 6 years sober and then wasn't sober and then wasn't sober again and now is sober, when you first were sober 6 years ago, did you want to be sober? I guess I want to talk today because I feel like people know sort of the highlights of your story, but I'm not sure that everybody can... I want everybody to be able to relate to what it felt like.
Yeah.
So when you first got sober 6 years ago, the beginning of the 6 year period.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to be sober then?
No, actually. That was back in 2007, and I had been drinking daily for probably 2 years, and physically addicted around the clock drinking for about 3 months when I crossed that line between emotional addiction and physical addiction. It happened really fast for me over the course of one summer. And even though I was not in denial of the fact that I was an alcoholic, I was just absolutely clinging to the idea that alcohol was holding me together. You know, the Robin Williams syndrome.
Sure.
If you had my life, you'd drink too. And I really went to treatment kicking and screaming. I went in and out of about 3 different kinds of treatments over the course of 2 months, 3 months.